This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning. Now, you're confusing everybody because now people are thinking, is this Tuesday? No, it's not Tuesday.
So, good morning, Howard. And my apologies. I happen to sit on the board of one of Australia's national television networks, and every 6 weeks we have board meetings, and they happen to fall on a Tuesday, and so that's where I had to be this week, Tuesday.
Well, as long as we get our weekly update, then I think everything is more or less okay. What are the big stories in Australia this week?
Well, firstly, just briefly but importantly, there have been a total of 3,000 Australians who were stuck in both Israel and Iran during the last, for obvious reasons, and of those, 1,200 were in Israel, 1,800 in Iran. So in the last couple of days, 119 Australians have been helped from Israel into over the border into Jordan, and from Jordan have flown to Dubai on their way back to Australia, which means there's still another 1,000 Australians who are in Israel who are looking to get out. The Australian Army has sent over some forces to help the Jewish Australians exit the area, both from Israel and from Iran. So there's still another 1,000 Australians in Israel looking to get home, and 119 have just got to Dubai, have arrived in Dubai in recent days, and it's up to them to make their way home from there.
Right. But in fact, from what we're hearing, airports are opening. I imagine it's quite difficult to get a flight, considering there's 12 days to catch up on. That's not a small amount.
Yes, well, precisely, exactly. And so, clearly there will be Australians looking to get onto flights out of Israel to get back here. So that will be an option now, which obviously becomes available as well.
Tell us about this Australian journalist. We were listening to it on the news a little bit earlier, an Australian journalist being awarded $70,000 in damages. What is the story here?
So the story here is that at the end of last year, when you know, typically holiday season and journalists fill in gaps for mainstream journalists, there's one particular journalist, and she's I've known her for some years. She's more of a freelancer than a regular journalist. And she was given a spot on ABC, which is like the SABC in South Africa, a national public radio. And she was given a five-day spot. And that is relevant to the story, the fact that it was only 5 days. And on day three, she quoted from a Human Rights Watch claim that about the war in Gaza. This was December last year, so we're talking 7 months ago. And she quoted a Human Rights Watch claim about the war in Gaza, and I believe that famine or starvation was being used as part of Israel's tactics. And there were quite a number of protests against. There had been protests against her presence on air in any event, and then when she said that, there were protests as well, and then the ABC terminated. Well, let her go there and then. In other words, on day three, so she did not complete her last 2 days, although she was paid out for the last 2 days. She went to court, and she said that she was fired. She actually said she was fired. Because of her background, she has a Middle East background ethnically, and she said she was fired because of her background and because of her political views. And she went to the court, and it went. And this is now 7 months later. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time in getting to court, and just yesterday, the judge, a federal court judge, ordered the ABC to pay her $70,000 in compensation, said she had been terminated to, quote, appease pro-Israel lobbyists because, quote, she held political opinions opposing the Israeli military campaign in Gaza. And so, and the key point there is, to go back to the beginning of this little item, is that Her appointment was only for 5 days, and so she was shown the door on day three, mm-hmm. when there were only 2 days left, and again shown the door after there was some noise from quote unquote pro-Israel lobbyists because of what she had, what she herself hadn't said, but because of what she had posted, which was this Human Rights Watch post. So it's literally the main story in the front page of some of the today's newspapers, because of the ABC is meant to be an independent broadcaster, trusted broadcaster, also because of the fact that she was let go on day three of a 5-day appointment, also the fact that there's this quote pro-Israel lobbyist which was behind the scenes. So it's just everywhere you look, it's not a good story. I mean, not a good outcome is what I mean.
Is this going to be challenged? And can it be challenged too?
Well,
excuse me. I mean, who would challenge it? You know, does the fact that the pro-Israel lobby, in inverted commas, has been, I think, slandered here or slated as being, you know, who is that, and do they have a right to challenge this in terms of this finding?
Well, so no pro-Israel lobbyist was identified. There could be a challenge from the ABC if it wanted to. However, it has already, by its own admission, spent over $1 million of taxpayer money on this issue. Over $1 million. And adding to the whole matzah pudding was that several months ago, there was a discussion of a settlement for $85,000 or something in that order. But the ABC rejected that offer and instead has spent over $1 million of taxpayer money in fighting, opposing her case. Now, so to your question, could there be a challenge? The ABC itself could challenge her. They are very unlikely to do that. However, there's still more money to be spent by the taxpayer, because now she's going to go back to court again, I understand, to ask for costs and other monies and other expenses. So it's really an unsavory incident all around.
It's very dangerous, actually, because it reinforces this notion of this amorphous, undisclosed, no detail, no specific threat of this Israel lobby. Like, what does that even mean? I mean, how can this be allowed to be spoken about? And surely the court would demand information about what that is.
Those are all good questions. Those are all very good questions. And so the quote-unquote pro-Israel lobbyists have not been identified in this court case. And so it's unknown. It's unknown who they are or who they were in this particular incident. And it's the whole thing, yes, it's a pretty unfortunate state of affairs, this entire case. And, as I say, it's not over, because it seems like there's going to be more discussion around costs or et cetera, et cetera. So she's already, the journalist, has been awarded $70,000 in compensation after the court found that she was terminated, as I say, to appease the lobbyists and because she held these political opinions. So that's already been awarded, the $70,000, and it remains to be seen what happens next. And so the taxpayer will not be happy because, as I say, ABC has already spent over $1 million of taxpayer money in fighting this. And in fact, the whole thing is rather unfortunate.
Very. And then the Premier is facing a backlash over race hate legislation.
So just very quickly, the listeners will remember that several months ago, a caravan laden with explosives was found just on the outskirts of Sydney.
Yes.
And this was in the midst of a whole flurry of anti-Semitic incidents, synagogues firebombed and political offices firebombed, etc. And what emerged subsequent to that was that somebody was arrested in connection with that, and the guy who was allegedly behind it said, well, he didn't do it to attack any Jewish institutions. What he really was doing was putting a diversionary tactic away from other criminal activities that he might or might not have been involved with. So in other words, what he was saying was, I wasn't doing this to attack the Jewish community. Having said that, certain people out there, some politicians and others, have said, well, in that case, there hasn't been so much anti-Semitism going on here, which is obviously beyond an outrageous thing to say. And the premier, to his credit, went and tightened the race hate legislation after that caravan. And then people came out and saying, oh, anti-Semitism is not such a bad thing. So what's happened in Parliament today and yesterday and in recent days is that some parliamentarians, and there seems to be a motley crew, some from one side of politics, another side of politics, are trying to pressure the premier to unwind that late race hate legislation which he brought in after the caravan. And the premier is saying, are you guys insane? There have been, in this state alone, over 300 anti-Semitic incidents. And so just because the caravan per se wasn't aimed at the Jewish community, put the caravan to one side, there have been hundreds of anti-Semitic incidents. So the premier, who's a thoroughly decent individual and has been out there big time in support of the community in the wake of everything that's been happening, so he's fighting this rearguard action to not let the race hate legislation get overturned, which some people are trying to do.
It's just remarkable. It is 7:01, Vic Alladev. Thank you. As always, that is where we leave it. You can catch the Australia Report every Tuesday, except for this week on Thursday. And that is with Vic Alladev, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.